and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney. Today's topic is the homeopathic remedy CalcFos, which is calcium phosphate, but vigorously shaken and diluted 6 times. CalcFos is one of the 12 tissue salts, or cell salts, found naturally in the body, and can be used as a healing therapy when there is a problem with nutrition-caused illness in the body. A primary use for CalcFos is in recovery from illness, as after a bad cold or flu, to build the body back up. So also, this cell salt may be used in certain cases of anemia to help alongside whatever therapy may be suggested by the doctor, such as increasing iron-containing foods. CalcFos should be considered in a growing child, as it helps especially with bone and teeth formation. So, for example, if the fontanelle is slow to close on a child's skull or teething is delayed or difficult, consider CalcFos. In someone of any age, if there is a bone fracture that's slow to heal or rapid tooth decay, CalcFos can be considered. Growing pains in older kids and teenagers could be helped by CalcFos, especially if there's numbness in the hands or feet. This cell salt or tissue salt system of healing is relatively easy to use by people at home, since there's only 12 remedies to choose from, as opposed to the hundreds of homeopathic remedies that exist. Although the profoundly deep and long-acting action of the exact homeopathic remedy may not be achieved using the cell salts, problems at the nutritional level can often be addressed as well. When using cell salts, the 6x potency is good, as this is one part in a million, 6x is still acting on the person's nutrition. At the 30x dilution, you're delving into true homeopathic, and as such, you've got really to hit the bullseye with your prescribing to see a response. So at the health food store, you could pick up a handbook or using the cell salts to take advantage of CalcFos and the other 11 cell tissue salts. Well, this is Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.